Well, Jeremy, the I Love Aunt Pippa bibs, the baby duo, there's blue and pink nail polish kits, there's a royal baby cookie tin. Everything's hitting the market because, of course, everybody is waiting for the royal baby.
And bookies are even taking bets on the future king or queen of England, gender, weight, maybe even future university and profession. They are going way in the distance. They've hauled in $1.5 million, which is a record for a non-sports event, Robin.
Well, we've got to check in then with the BBC's Peter Hunt. He's at St. Mary's Hospital in London, where Duchess Kate Middleton is expecting the poor thing, Peter, because the pressure is on. But what's the significance of the hospital?
Well, it has a historical significance for the royal family, given that it was here back in 1982 that Diana, Princess of Wales, came to give birth to Prince William. And so some 31 years on, Kate and William will come here, and she will give birth to this much-anticipated baby.
And, Peter, this baby would be the next king or queen. Where would it fall in the succession?
Well, it will be, once born, the child will be third in line to the throne, so it will bump down Prince Harry. And because of changes that are happening in the law here in the UK and in the 15 other countries where the Queen at the moment is still head of state, even if the baby is a girl, I think this law will go through. She will become queen. She won't be overtaken, as would have happened in the past if she had a younger brother and he would become king.
How is the news going to get out once the baby is born? I'm sure there are a lot of Brits waiting at pubs and cafes all over the UK waiting to find out what's going on.
The announcement of the birth will be obvious because someone will emerge from the hospital carrying a document. On that document will be the gender of the baby, the weight of the baby, when the baby was born, and that will be driven to Buckingham Palace. It'll be placed in a frame, and then it'll be carried out into the famous forecourt, and it'll be placed on an easel there. And the reason they're placing it on an easel is that was what was used for the announcement of William's birth. That will be the moment when people around the world will know the answer to those questions, that is, the weight of the child and when the child was born.
Somehow I didn't think that the Queen would tweet this out.
Why doesn't she use her new Twitter account?
I thought they would make more of it. But can you remind us why? You know, why is this so important to people there?
Well, it is because it's a continuation of an ancient hereditary system that needs the next generation in order for its very survival. And so these births are very, very important.
Well, I guess I think, too, I mean, I hate to sort of bring this up at this time, but I can't imagine I'm the first one. There's a sadness there because the father's mother isn't there, and yet there's new life coming, too. So maybe that helps with that sadness.
Well, I think it's always been striking for William, and it's something he's been very aware of at these key moments in his life. There has been someone missing, and I think it was very striking for him and quite poignant for him at his wedding to Kate back in 2011 that his mother wasn't there. And I think this, as with anyone who's been bereaved, this will be another such moment for him.
Yeah. Peter, does the BBC allow you to make a prediction of whether you think it's going to be a boy or a girl?
That would be betting,
Peter.
Even
if they did, I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't have a clue.
We'll keep waiting.
I can safely predict it will be either a boy or a girl.
The BBC's Peter Hunt at St. Mary's Hospital as the Royal Baby Watch continues. Peter, thank you.
My pleasure.
And this song is called Sleep On, Robin. It's by Welsh composer Paul Mueller, who wrote for Kate and William's wedding. This is a new baby lullaby for the new arriver.
Aw. How nice. Well, we'll listen to all of that.
The world out there, the heavens all to sleep.
You're listening to Here and Now.
And I am here.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Sleep.